Right, mic check.
Mic check.
Oh, it looks great.
Okay. Good.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
We are really excited to record this episode about making the switch.
Yeah. So what is the switch?
Yeah, I think we need to start with what is the switch. So the switch is essentially changing your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And with us, the focus is on changing our mindset regarding our fitness journey and placing the emphasis more on how we feel during our fitness journey versus placing the emphasis on how we look.
Okay.
People work out for two reasons. They either want to work out because they want to change how they look, which is, I feel like, the majority of the case. Or they start working out because maybe the doctors told them they need to start working out more,
right,
or it's for their health. And so I think a lot of times fitness journeys start with how you look. There's a lot of negative things that can be associated with that. So when you make the fitness journey more about how you feel,
right,
there's more positives with that.
Right. And just to go off of that, starting a fitness journey based off of appearance and wanting to change how you look, that's completely valid.
Right.
Like,
yeah,
that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But the excessiveness, the extremes.
Yeah, just being extreme with it is bad. Because to your point, you know, it starts off with how you look, but if that's always the focus for your life, oh my God, that's so exhausting.
It's exhausting, unhealthy.
Yeah.
Just not a good mindset.
Absolutely. Placing the emphasis on how you feel and focusing on how you feel during your workout journey, that's going to benefit your short-term health, your long-term health, and your mental health.
Right. Exactly.
And so there's so many more positives on making the switch into thinking about it that way.
Yeah. I completely agree. And one thing that I was going to say is when I've done it, I've kind of thought about my fitness journey as like a pie chart in percentages.
Mm.
Like, I think before I did the switch, I would say 70% of my dedication to working out had to do with appearance, and 30% was, I'm doing this because I feel good and it's healthy for me. But that really got unhealthy.
Yeah.
So then it kind of switched, and now I aim to focus more on how I feel during my workouts and what the workout brings to me for my future and for my health. And I've made that 70% and the appearance 30%. And the appearance being 30% is goals.
Right.
Like, you need to still have goals. We're not saying don't think about your appearance. Then there'd be no motivation. Like, yeah, obviously that's still there, but it's definitely more of a healthy mindset putting the appearance to the background.
Yeah, and I think going back to what you said earlier, doing the switch and thinking about the switch is like the percentages, it helps you avoid the extremes, because now you're not 100% on how you look or 100% on how you feel. Because I just feel like if we're being honest with ourselves, yeah, there is a great benefit to mainly focusing on how you feel. But of course, there's goals that you want to reach. And we can't ignore the fact that when you see those improvements in your body and your physique, it keeps you motivated.
It does.
So I think that's what we really want to get across, is that we don't want to discredit the idea of caring about your appearance and having that be a motivator too. But I think when it's the main focus, it can affect your mental health. It sets unrealistic expectations, because we both know it takes time to change how you look.
It does.
And just focusing on how you feel, I'm just so much happier.
Yeah,
and I just feel like more balanced.
Yeah, it's definitely, the switch is fine tuning.
Yeah.
the relationship between the those two things.
Exactly. Now, the switch isn't going to happen overnight. We know those of you who are listening are like, okay, yeah, great, but it's so hard to mentally make the switch into, you know, focusing more on how you feel. So, Nick, how did you make the switch over time?
There were a lot of things for me. And I could mention a bunch of things that moved me in that direction. One of them was an injury that I went through. I injured my knee, so there was a period of time that was almost a year long where I wasn't able to use that leg. And that definitely changed my workouts and impacted that. But I still went to the gym and I worked out the body parts that I could work out. And I'm so happy that I did that because that kept me in shape as much as I could and helped me get through that time period. But that as a whole shifted my mindset because it went from caring about appearance to I'm so grateful I'm at the gym doing what I can do while I'm injured. That definitely changed some things for me. And then just really briefly, we touched on the excessiveness. I mean, I remember in college, even like after college, going out to restaurants with friends with you, just sitting there not eating anything.
Oh my God.
Just like, gotta hit the macros, gotta hit the calories, can't eat. Just people thinking I was crazy. I mean, that's just extreme.
It wasn't extreme. I'll admit it. I mean, I think that everyone has kind of a thing that they maybe obsess over, and it can be dangerous when that thing you're obsessing over is your looks.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it is out of our control. A lot of it is in our control, but
a lot isn't.
The excessiveness and the
constantly cutting, bulking.
Yeah.
Again, two extremes. Just thinking all the stress like placed on the body.
Yeah.
The body from doing all that. And then just like one more thing really quick, social media. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to this in another episode, but just seeing all the fitness influencers on there, unrealistic expectations. Everyone's body's different.
Yeah.
Like you can't see a picture of someone and say, that's how I want to look, because at the end of the day, your bone structure is different. Your ability to gain muscle or lose fat is different from another person.
There's genetics. There is where your body stores weight.
Right.
For women, there's hormonal factors.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that are out of your control. And so just to kind of go off of what you said, that was the reason I made the switch. Mm. And it's funny because I did it unintentionally, but boo, I was just burnt out. I was like, I cannot keep putting all this pressure on myself. I was constantly kind of like what you were saying, bulking or cutting or tracking calories and setting these goals.
It's tiring, exhausting.
It was exhausting. And I had these goals, and I think, you know, we're definitely going to talk about goal setting and realistic goal setting in future episodes. But I would set unrealistic goals. I would not meet those goals. Mm-hmm. And then I would spiral.
And be upset. It's like, yeah.
Victoria, just take a step back and remember that the number one thing that you're doing that's an accomplishment is you're moving your body. You're being active and you're doing something that's healthy, and the results will come when they come.
Yeah.
If you're living an active lifestyle and you're focusing on how you feel, how you look is naturally just going to change because you're living that lifestyle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I completely agree.
Yeah. I think it's kind of interesting how you were almost forced to make the switch, and I was forced because I was just burnt out.
Yeah.
You know, you had like kind of a physical driver, and I had a mental driver.
Exactly.
Just being.
That's very true.
Tired of focusing on how I looked. So, yeah.
Yeah. Just like another thing to keep in mind about another reason to make the switch is you can't place all your eggs in one basket for the appearance.
Right.
Because as you age, your appearance will decline.
Yeah.
So you're going to lose that. But if you're working out to feel good and for your health and to gain all these benefits in your older age, those will be there.
Absolutely.
But your appearance will decline because you're going to age. And yeah, not to say that aging's bad. Aging's a good thing. I heard someone say something interesting recently. I think it was on a TikTok. They said, I don't know if they said aging is a blessing or it's a, not a blessing, but a...
A privilege?
Yeah, like, privilege, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't me. Oh, that's okay. Okay. But in due respect, I saw it on a TikTok.
Okay, you saw it from a TikTok.
Yeah, but no, it was exactly that. Like, aging is a blessing. It's a privilege. There are a lot of people that wish they could have a loved one age with them or whatever. Mm-hmm. So don't want to take that for granted. Oh my gosh. I was seeing articles about how like 10-year-olds are into anti-aging
already.
Skincare. Isn't that
nuts? Oh my goodness. I feel like it gets younger every year.
I know. It's crazy. So yeah, don't be afraid to age. But also, you know, because we will naturally age and our bodies are going to change. I mean, we're both approaching 30 and I definitely am already seeing things about my body that are different. Mm-hmm. And if I'm like hyper fixating on, you know, how I look and holding on to how I look from when I was in my, you know, early 20s or whatever, not that it's that drastic, but it's just a natural thing that occurs. So be prepared.
You have to embrace it.
And embrace it. Yeah. And embrace it by just, you know, honoring your body by being active and working out because it's good for you.
Yeah.
And it'll help you in the future.
Yeah.
So essentially, our main takeaway from this podcast episode is that making the switch is about changing your mindset into a more balanced approach and into a balanced viewpoint when it comes to thinking about your fitness journey and your fitness goals.
Yeah.
We want to avoid the extremes. We want to really place an emphasis on how we feel versus how we look.
Yeah, exactly. So coming up on the podcast, we have a few things that we want to address, self-care practices. Mm-hmm. We want to talk about realistic goal setting. I am a personal trainer now for 5 years, so definitely want to incorporate that. Have listeners ask questions.
Yeah.
We definitely have some answers. Talk about things that have worked for clients, things that I've done with clients that has helped them. So yeah, definitely that. We also want to talk about nutrition and just another theme, be confident with how your body is now.
Exactly.
Like just, you can always move in a new direction, but just be confident with what you have now.
Absolutely. And we'll talk about tips that have worked for us that may work for you and things we want to try along this journey.
Yeah, definitely. But like you just said, it's still a journey and we're going on this journey with our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to have some guests on the podcast too that we're excited about. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, some more insight and perspective. But we're very excited. DM us at Make the Switch Podcast on Instagram so that we can see what you guys are wondering about and answer them here on the show. Thanks for listening.
Thanks. Until next time.
Bye.